3, 1. Welcome to The Unacclaimed, presented by Courtside Theory. I'm your host, Noel Don, calling you from Portland, Oregon.
I'm Herwin from Sydney, Australia. We'll get there one day.
Yeah, man. One day. I don't know when that's going to be. And also, Johan's not here today because he's there this weekend. Happy birthday, Oscar. But instead, in his place, we've got a mate, Brittany. Okay, bling bang.
Hello, bling bling.
Bling bling.
Bling bling bling.
Cruella DeVille today, if you watch the video, apparently. Accidentally.
Yeah, that's okay. She was promoting us. Yeah, so today we're mostly going to talk about Squid Game because I actually thought of this because I thought Johan wouldn't watch this, but then he messages like, oh yeah, I've watched it now. I'm like, god damn it. But it doesn't matter because apparently. Cool thing to talk about now, because I don't know how much money does Netflix make. It's because of how many subscribers.
$1 zillion.
Yeah.
Like, how do you quantify that for like a single show? Like, how much money did this make you? Type of thing.
Because does it mean like? I mean, you retain subscribers, but the model's based. I was like, oh, I better watch this in 4K now. I better upgrade to the premium. Whatever service, the 4K Netflix.
Right, or if people didn't have it at all, and then they're like, everybody's talking about this Squid Game, gotta get Netflix, okay? Yeah. Watch that.
All the Koreans are now subscribed to Netflix that they weren't before. There are many of those. And also, like...
But if it's a Netflix show, isn't it, like, they fund it, or they bought rights to it?
Oh, no, they did. I also heard, like, the guy who wrote He wrote it in like 2008.
Yeah, I read that too.
Somehow managed.
Got rejected so many times.
Yeah,
yeah, he sold his laptop.
Yeah. That's what you got.
Just to make ends meet.
And the script was on it. It's like, no.
Wait.
Wait a minute. Let me copy that first. Yeah, like, I mean, it does say something. I don't need so many people. I can understand the struggle. Yeah, trying to. Everyone's trying to write a story. Wants to be a lot of comedy writers trying to make it. But I think that's cool. Like, I think, I don't know, like, funny, like, because I remember Netflix, like, oh, I, like, we didn't expect this. I don't think they expect anything to go well. They just put, they go, oh, yeah, we'll get licensing for that next year, you know.
But do you reckon it would have gone well in 2008 if Netflix was around in 2008 and they kind of released this movie?
Probably not.
The show, sorry?
I don't think it would.
I feel like it's all to do with timing, right? Like what the public sort of are interested in.
Yeah, the public's interested in us. I honestly think the pandemic made it, I guess, interesting because you just want to look inward onto yourself.
Yeah,
you know, all the trash human beings, and they were there around before. They're just more open about it. So the Kyrie Irvings of the world, like they just want to. But like the other thing too, because there's this genre has been around that, because it's a very significant Japanese style. Oh, we get all these people, get them to fight each other, battle royale, or the movie battle royale. And that style, and that's been around for a while, I'm guessing that it inspired Hunger Games, not the author. I honestly didn't. Jennifer Lawrence, good on ya. You got roles out of that.
Good on ya,
Lawrence. what was else is there? The Alice in Borderlands.
Oh yeah.
But there's a few of them. The Alice in Borderlands was based on the manga, and this one, when I started watching it, based on like a comic thing. I thought it was because it had that sort of vibe about it.
Yeah, like a webtoon or something.
Webtoons, yeah, manhwa or whatever. And yeah, I thought it was like that, but it wasn't. But it could be inspired by it. It made me think like, what's so different about this one? Most of the other ones I've seen, I haven't seen a lot of them. but on the style of storytelling, is they have option. They always had it. Chose whether or not they want. Whereas the other ones, they're snatched out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Or it's part of the regime they're in. Have to do it.
Yeah. Have a choice.
Like Alice in Borderland, right? Like,
yeah, that one, they got snatched.
They didn't have a choice. Yeah.
And also some Hunger Games.
Dystopian thing. Yeah.
It's always a dystopian future thing. Mm. Whereas opposed to in this one, they're living in, like, it could totally be happening here.
No magic. Maybe that's why it's so popular. Maybe that's why it's so popular, because it sort of makes everyone who watches it sort of think, like, oh, would I have gone back for seconds if I was in that sort of financial debt? You know, like,
yeah.
You know, and the question is, would you have, you know, if you were in such
Am I asking, or are you just saying?
Yeah, I am actually. Like, would you guys have gone back for seconds?
I think the thing is, for me, it's like, if the threat of death is involved, I don't want to. And also, what I've found confusing is, like, in the end, I know it's a really heartbreaking given how people making friends, making allies, trying to get past things. But in the end, like, they should have known there was only going to be, there can't have been two winners. You can't share. There was always going to be. Okay, so I didn't understand
why. If they did it in the Hunger Games, and they do it here.
Exactly.
Did she, like, spoiler alert, did she shoot, like, the name at the end? Like, he kills her with an arrow, like, in the last movie? Like, Jennifer Lawrence killed the person in charge. Managed to help
her. Oh, yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with
it. No, Blink's talking about, like, I think it was the second, second movie, I think. Second
no, part. It's the first. Oh my god, you guys! Okay, it's the first.
I told you
movie.
I didn't like the movie.
Sorry, the first one. Sorry.
When she's with Peeta. Yeah.
Peeta, that's his name. Peeta.
Yeah. You reckon? What the fuck are you talking about?
What's going on?
It's literally this guy. It's Eric Banner in a mullet, mullet wig, blonde mullet wig. Walking around the streets, and all he says is, "Oh, you reckon? Oh, you reckon?" And then he points the mic at the guy, and they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And he just goes around talking to everyone like that. The best.
Anyway, Porter, as you were saying, Porter.
Yes. Yeah. No, I remember now. I was thinking, like, the very end of the entire series. Like.
Yeah. No.
The thingo. But yeah, I mean, overall, I wouldn't go for first, and then I wouldn't go. I saw this video going around, like, how to end the game in, like, less than 30 minutes. And it's just the guy sitting there, "Hey, man, you want to play a game?" And he pulls out the red and the blue things. And the guy's like, "No." And then it ends. And then it
comes to credits roll. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. Would you blink? This financially dead. But you need a buck.
Well, it's more than a buck, that's the point. But yeah, like you said, if you know that literally you are either going to die or win millions of dollars, but the odds are not in your favor, just to continue with the Hunger Games thing, I feel like I would not go back. Like, obviously the first time you go through, you don't know that that's going to happen, so you don't have a choice. But yeah, if we voted and everybody left and then they were like, "But do you want to come back and try again?" I would not go back. Like, it's not.
But there's a catch, though. That's the thing. The catch is, like, if you die, don't your family get some sort of compensation for that that will help pay your debt?
I think was only if they voted to leave. Because if when you die, your money goes into the piggy bank. And then when they voted to leave, they said, if you guys, you know, if democratically the majority wants to leave, then none of you win the money, but all of the people who died, their family gets whatever the amount was. That's like 100. Yeah. Because that was why then they start arguing, because some of those people were like, the people who already died, and they're the only ones who are going to get money now. Like, why would we vote to leave when we have a chance to get money? And then the dead people are the only people who get dead people are the only ones who get money. Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, like, No.
But yeah, no.
I mean, I guess you could play the game with that guy who is, people are very thirsty about. Guy,
which one you have to,
you know exactly what I'm talking about. The train guy, he's like a
cameo. Yeah, Gong Yu,
like,
well, yeah, because you're just playing, you are playing. Wait, do you mean like, would I let him slap me in the face? Or
yeah, like a lot of people are going, like, oh, I'd let him slap me.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to use that screenshot of all of the people that I put that thing on my Instagram that was like the meme of, you know, Gong Yu, like, you want to play? And then a bunch of people went into my DMs and they're like, I'd let that guy slap me in the face. Or, you know, someone else said, I was like, I'd volunteer or whatever. And I was like, okay, I didn't realize this was a thirst post, but okay.
Yeah. And did they know? I mean, I don't know if they knew him before, because apparently he's very famous. I
because he's in that Goblin show. So I think maybe one of them knew him from that, but the other ones probably didn't. So, okay. Yeah.
There is like an attraction, like just a basic.
He's a good looking dude.
I don't know. I've seen better in the morning in the mirror. I don't know. Like, I don't know, but I was like one of those things. And like, actually, the reason why Kim wanted to watch it is she's, oh, I heard this guy's in it. And we watched it, and he's only in for
barely.
Right. Like he's sort of bookended the show.
I'm interested to see though, like, if they what his role is in it, because obviously he, you know, is like recruiting these people. Secret so he's boss. There from the beginning, right? And boss. Then you don't see him again until the end when he's trying to recruit more people. So it's like, okay, where does he fit in this?
Yeah. I mean, and also speaking of like people interested. Main people like I cared more about were like, what's the name? The North Korean character.
Sebyeok.
She is cool. I don't like but she's like her popular.
This was her first acting role. She was a model before this.
She was on like a Korean Top Model or something. Korea's Next Top Model?
Yes.
And she came
America's Korea's Next Top Model.
Korean American's Next Top Model. I think she was runner up in that show as well. Top Model. Who's the number who won that? No one cares now.
Yeah.
And then next, you know, she's like doing gigs. A really short 3-second thing I saw. Adidas Originals. Like that she was bottling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like random. I don't know. Not random. It's what the YouTube algorithm is. Oh, no. Speaking of YouTube algorithm, I don't know why this exists. Well, actually, no. I know why it exists. More of like, why do people watch this? It was like basically a video of someone explaining why. What's the actress's name? I want to do her justice. I really should have had the IMDb.
I'm sorry, I'm like that. I don't know, actually.
Wow. Lee Jun Jae. Lee, is that his name?
Her name is Ho Jeon. Oh, no.
The main guy?
Ho Yeon Jung. Like the North, the girl who played the North.
Oh, Ho Yeon Jung, yeah.
Jung Ho Yeon. He was like, it was a video. It was just basically saying, why is she? Started breaking down. Look how symmetrical her face is.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Yeah, and like, look at the eyes and like how they something turns up. And like, I'm like, what the fuck? And it's like, and this is what YouTube algorithm suggested to me just because I was interested in. I watched the Adidas Originals second ever video.
And they're like, here's why you might be finding her attractive. And it's like, maybe it's just because she is, but
yeah, no man, I don't read into it. And that reminds me of
personally like people whose facial features are like, I don't even know.
I mean, classically people tend to be attracted to symmetrical faces. It's just apparently it's like a thing.
Most people don't have symmetrical faces, so
yeah.
So people with asymmetrical faces, you ugly.
I'll see myself out.
We're all out. But yeah, that was a really odd. I didn't even really watch it. It was more like I have this thing. I don't know if you auto plays, And I have like subtitles just scrolling through, but it just starts playing as you're scrolling through. That's what happened. I watched like maybe as I'm scrolling. But yeah, odd. Good for her because she's got like a following out. I hope
people blew up a lot.
General though.
Yeah.
And and it's funny because I also watched so there's a Filipino dude tug of war game. Like he made friends with guy. There's like a video of that guy, that Filipino dude has a YouTube, and it was just him and in like a
hanging out
a convenience store trying to get while they were filming. They were in the jumpsuits and they were just talking like because they're like apparently they became mates at IRL and there's like they can't wait for the season two and I'm like you guys are dead like. Wait for season two.
They were told to say that. They were told to say that.
Can't wait for season two. And I'm like, you guys are dead, though. You're not coming back. I saw the hole
in
your
face. They get to watch it. They'll just watch it, then.
Yeah. You guys spot the that the old man was awesome. I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
No, I did not. And it made it me really conflicted at the end because I was like, I cried for you when you died, sir. And now.
Oh, you did? I didn't. You know why?
I cried more for Ali. Ali upset me.
Oh, no, Ali, I did. That was a really
good lot.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, so dirty.
Speaking of that, there was like a. Because obviously you probably heard about how the translations. Subtitles?
The like translation or the dubs?
No, as in like. The subtitles, the English subtitles. When you're watching it in Korean, translations, right? A lot of Korean people. Well, why? It doesn't sound right. Like, why is it? It's saying this, but it actually means this, but it's translating it as this.
Oh, okay.
Subtitles. I mean, I heard the dubs trash, but in general, dubs for me are trash.
Yeah.
We can talk about that because I know Johan watched this dubbed. But his excuse is, which I don't quite agree. It's true, but at the same time, I know he would have watched dub regardless of his excuse before.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Because he watches anime dubbed. He watches other things dubbed.
No. Okay, no. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's not here to defend himself.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
But, like, he's not here to defend himself, so, I mean, he can watch this back.
Yeah, in your Johan.
I mean, he can watch this back and then talk to us about it next week. Halloween, I think. But, yeah, like, so he said... Said like he watches it in dubbed because he's got the and like he has to be able to like he might be able to have to look away but still have to listen. Right, I get that. Just the thing is, I know he didn't watch it beforehand because he watch it. He can't watch it dubbed because the mouth movements don't match the speaking. And on top of that, like for some reason he can't read something and watch the screen at the same time. Like, it's not, I don't think it's that hard, but he's like, oh, you have to be a chameleon to look at one thing and read. But I don't think, I don't know, I've always done this when I was in high school or even young. Like, I watched a lot of, we have SBS in Australia, and that's like a lot, it's just a lot of foreign cinema.
Mm.
I don't know.
I can't watch dub. Yeah, I can't watch dub. I tried watching dubbed Money Heist. I had to turn it off because you obviously with Money Heist it's 5 seasons now, you sort of start to get to know each of the characters and you know what their voice sounds like. So the minute you turn it to dub, you're like, that's just weird. American?
Who is
it? Spanish.
I don't know, as in like is the dub American?
American.
Or is it like English but they have Spanish accents?
No. That's what it should be, right? Like to make it a bit more realistic.
Yeah, they did the Squid Game. And it's like, oh, where are you talking?
Like, yeah. Where are you going?
Why
are you doing?
I don't know. I know what people with Korean, like heavy Korean accent sounds like. I just can't. I can't do it. Slash also, it feels wrong. I mean, hey, Bling, you should do it.
Don't ask a white person to do that. Please don't.
I'll tell you what, though. There's people that think it's fine. They just do it. So they're like, oh, they decide. What are you doing?
I used to really like doing accents a lot just as a theater kid, and then you do start to learn like some of these are not ones that you can do though.
Yeah, I think what's okay to do? I think German accents are absolutely fine. There's no
really?
German. Oh yeah, Germany has no bad history of racism whatsoever. Like Hitler guy, man, he did nothing.
I don't feel bad about like southern accents and stuff.
Yeah, southern accents, I don't give a shit. what's the other ones like Swedish and stuff like that? Like I don't care. They're white ass. Like right. I don't mind that.
White as shit.
There's some other ones like you're like, oh no, people like. I'm going to do a bit of a tangent. But, like it makes you think of like The Simpsons, Apu, Beanstalk character, voiced by a white.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to retire on the character because eventually they were able to traction and go, hey, this is fucked up. Every time an Indian guy shows up, you're like, thank you, come again. And that's like, that's the punchline. Back to Zin. Yeah. You should watch that actually, by the way. There's a show called, there's a documentary called, what was it? The Problem with Apu. Really good.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is a guy, it's an Indian guy going, I really love The Simpsons. What's up with Apu? And then he goes, the whole documentary is trying to get into Hank Azaria voiced through and is trying to get this interview with him. It's interesting going along with him. He talks to Whoopi Goldberg and all this stuff, talks about types and stuff. If you're watching dubs, it's fine, but just don't like funny like hearing excuses from Joanne about it. I hope he watches this because like I want all the smoke. Come on, give me that smoke. Blink, come back, come next week so you can protect me.
Okay.
Give me all that smoke, and then I'm holding, hiding behind Blink. I really can't.
No, I can't either.
And also, some people like, you want to be able to do something at the same time, ironing, thing that way you can. But some things just deserve attention. Like some things really need to pay attention to.
Right. Like really make sure you have time to sit down and like watch it.
Yeah. But then like, I mean, you don't know until you start watching it.
So, well, if you know it's subtitled, at least you know you have to at least pay attention.
But honestly, like another thing I've been doing, I don't know if anyone else, I have subtitles on in English. Actually, I've been watching a lot of Bake Off recently. I just have the subtitles on. I love that show. And there's a German guy who I really like that currently. His name's Jürgen. And it makes me want to eat cake all the time.
In that season, okay, sorry.
there's a new season. Did you know there's a new season now?
Yeah.
For Bake Off?
How many episodes are there so far? I think I only watched the first one.
Five.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Kerwin clearly watches it.
Yeah, massive fan.
Jürgen.
Man. Oh, man.
Hell yeah, Jürgen.
Oh, Jürgen, man, he's so good.
Yeah, Jürgen's the best. You need to watch, and then I need to watch it with a cup of tea and a biscuit. It just feels
right. It makes you hungry.
Yeah,
it makes you want
baked goods all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, man, it's so good. I mean, you got to watch it with Noel Fielding, too, because, like, I mean, no bias. He has the same first name as me. It's funny. So. Yeah, sorry, Squid Game. they have. That Dalgona thing did really well, but the thing is, it's everyone's doing it. And they're like, oh wow, it's so tasty. Like, no, it's not. It's sugar. Like, what do you want?
Yeah,
about?
it's just sugar and baking.
Like burnt sugar.
Oh no, did you guys do it
too?
Yeah, Cass made it. Yeah, so we had some friends over, and Cass wanted to do Squid Game night, so she tried making the honeycomb thing. It took her like. I'm not even kidding, like 10 goes. And in the end, she keeps burning it because it's apparently really hard to do. So she just watched YouTube and she tried doing it, but it kept getting burnt.
Yeah, it catches really quick.
Yeah, really quick, right? Plus so, sugar. With the sugar. So once you add the baking, is it baking soda?
Yeah, I think it's baking soda and sugar, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Once you add the baking soda and it heats up, it just starts to like, puff up, and that's not what it's supposed to look like. Obviously, in the game, it was quite like a, sort of
like a little toffee almost.
Yeah, like a wafer, not wafer, but like, you know, quite skinny. But honeycomb. Yeah, no, it was
just like honeycomb, but it's sugar.
Yeah,
not honey.
But no, we did it, and so the only two shapes that we managed to get was, I think it was like circle and right. Maybe it was a star. I think it was a star. Okay. And for some reason, there were three guys and two girls that night, and the two girls got the star and the three guys got the circle, and all three guys managed to do it in 10 minutes, and the girls couldn't. So they died, obviously.
So they died, yeah. So
yeah, they died. So
what an unfortunate party.
Is that why I haven't heard from Cass?
Yeah. Yeah.
She did.
She did.
Well, unfortunately, they all died at that part.
Yeah.
It was not a great dinner party.
Here's the thing, because I'm assuming you all watched it. You all immediately slick it?
No, we actually, we each got a pin, but we also had access to lighters, so we tried to burn it. And
oh, the cheating
and,
way.
And tried, oh, yeah, the cheating okay. way. Yeah, the yeah. cheating way. But in the end, I licked the edges so that it's a bit more smoother. I was like, oh, I was actually licking it. But I don't know. I think I finished it first. I did it in like just over 5 minutes, I think. So the other guys were still, you know, trying to do it. But okay, I got
humble
lucky.
Humble brag.
You know, hey, you know. And at least I would have lived past the second round, right? Or the third round, whatever it is.
That's why he wants to go back and play the game, because he's like, I already know right. how to make it through two. So.
Exactly. I don't know about the marble game, though. I don't think I was very good at marble. Well, it depends on what game you play. But
even though, like,
you just literally have to pick someone to die.
Yeah.
I guess the problem is you don't know what. Yeah. I mean, they didn't know exactly. what the games were. And I mean, they revealed later on.
It's just like, oh, they're little kids' games or something. Because yeah. that was my friend and I were talking about, like, what American, like, kids' games we would have, like.
If they made an American version of this.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, all of ours were real violent, man. Like.
I wonder if they could even do that. I mean, I hope they don't, because I want every time they make something, America's like,
nobody make what? That a thing.
Let's make the American version.
So they already did that like, for fun, but don't make a show out of it. Like.
They already did that with like Old Boy. Have you guys seen Old Boy?
I knew that they made one, but I refused to see it.
I've seen the original Korean one.
Right.
And then they made Old Boy with Thanos, Scarlet Witch, WandaVision. And I didn't watch that. I heard that was bad. Plus, also, I didn't want to watch it because I hate it when they translate, they change it. Just go watch. I mean, we're a smaller world now. Just watch it the other original one. And like, right. What was the other one? Did anyone see My Sassy Girl?
That same thing. I heard they made a remake of that, and I was like, absolutely not. I will not.
Yeah. They did the Alicia Cuthbert version. I'm like, wow, they did that? I only found it out recently. I really like My Sassy Girl. Was like probably the first Korean movie I watched.
I think it's for a lot of people. It gets a lot of people into the genre.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I wasn't much into sort of like Korean shows or movies or Asian recently. In general. Yeah, the only ones I used to like were probably like the scary films, so like The Grudge, The Ring,
the ones I don't watch.
yeah.
Japanese horror movies.
The Ring, The Grudge. Yeah. And actually, I have seen those though. I saw the Japanese one.
What's the other one? The Eye. Scary. Oh man, The Eye gave me shivers.
One Missed Call was a good one.
One Missed Call. Yeah, so I watched those, but in terms of like, you know, series and movies, like dramas or whatever, like I never really got into it. I was sort of more leaning towards more European sort of.
Oh, you didn't watch like films. Hong Kong cinema with Jackie Chan?
As a kid, I've watched it like when I was really, really young. Obviously, you know, you rent video, VHS. I don't even know. Bling Blang knows what that is.
I do.
Young.
Because 19-year-olds hit on me doesn't mean I don't know this thing.
That's another story we're talking about.
let's not expand on that.
Rumble in the Bronx and that kind of stuff. Like, I've watched that before, but, like, I wasn't, like, big into I don't know. Like, a bit of martial arts as a kid and stuff, and then sort of through uni I watched the horror stuff. But as of recently, I don't know, for some reason I'm into more, like, European movies and shows, like Spanish, especially French, Italian, Yeah. It's how I don't know. Just like it.
Porque. Yeah, it's always Maria.
Porque. No.
Yeah.
That's why Money Heist. I love Money Heist. Like, it's actually a really, really good show. I don't know if you guys have ever
watched it. But like, I think I'm overwhelmed by the fact that there's so many already. And I'm way behind.
Oh, but it's so good.
I'm like, oh, I need to watch something when it's new. I can catch up faster.
Because it's the last season at the moment, and they've released the first half of the last season, and the second half is going to get released in December. So you can potentially catch up.
Yeah, you have time to catch up.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, you've got like at least a month and a half.
So I can catch up.
Yeah, exactly. Watch it in dubs. Yeah. Do it, Johan.
It's about to get cold. It's about to get cold.
Yeah, my ears are going to be bleeding. This is English. What else is there?
Like hola.
Hola. Maria.
Hello, Maria.
Hello, Jesus.
Hello.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do want to learn Spanish. maybe it'll help. Like, but I think they speak really fast. Like, you're learning. They learn at a certain cadence. By the time you something, you're like, oh, what the fuck? They're going too fast. Wait, what did you say?
I only learn all the swear words. Right? I learn all the swear all words. All the insults. Yeah.
It's funny. Like, I'm randomly learning Dutch from a Dutch friend. All of them are like swear words, something stupid. I learned that yummy is lekker, but then I learned eaten is tits. So I'm like, oh, lekker tita, yummy. I'm just shoving dumb words together. And then she bought me this game on Steam, and it said at the bottom, like, Grim and Vast, and it said her name. Then Grim and Vast means buckle up. And I'm like, Grim and Vast, you're lekker tita. Like, buckle up your yummy tea.
No.
Although I said your, that was English, but still, this is how I'm learning. This is how I'm learning Dutch randomly.
You're learning such great things.
Yeah. Or how to say, Van, it's not Van Gogh, it's like Van How. Like, the G's are funny. But anyway, this is not Squid Games. This is language in general. So, the subtitles.
You learned horrible Korean from Squid Games too. You learn all the insults and all the swear words.
But a lot of them aren't even like words. They could be like that. It's like how they get upset by something, but it's like they make a noise. Or
I know this.
Like,
yeah,
that little phlegmy thing.
Yeah,
it's not even a word. And apparently, like I was watching the Korean things, and they're talking about how like every time they don't have a swear word that in English or something. So they're like, oh, you know what? It's gonna say fuck, but actually mean something else.
Or the one that's like for bastard is like not like it's like it doesn't directly translate, but they're like, look, it's the closest we can come up with.
And that's with any language, right? Like, I'm sure there's no direct translation. Yeah. So
there's a word. That's with any. I don't know what the word is in Japanese, but this is random. Sexual. When do you get?
Is it yummy tits again? Buckle up, your young.
It's for dudes. It's for men.
Oh no!
Like, when you get like a post nut clarity, like afterwards, like you have a clear head after you come as a man.
Ah, okay.
You are gonna have to cut all of this part out.
No, I'm leaving this shit in. Like when
I heard post nut, I'm like, what?
Post nut clarity. It's funny when you get you look confused. So when I'm like, oh, I guess he doesn't have clarity.
No.
But like that the Japanese have a word for that feeling get after that. I'm like, there's no word for that in English. It's just it's me saying what it is typically, opposed to them
personal
having
clarity.
Yeah, it's just personal clarity, man. But yeah, like apparently, yeah, like clear head you have after that. I have a word.
What is the word?
No, it's that I don't remember what it was.
Oh.
You don't feel like Googling that real quick? Like,
yeah, I'm busy.
Cool story, Hansel.
So the subtitles they were talking about, there was a specific moment with Ali and Sungwoo in that marbles thing. Talking about you what apparently, so this is thing, you nuance thing you don't notice. Like, because you can't translate it to English. Not an English thing, add like honorifics at the end of someone's name. They're like saying,
I was noticing a lot of that. Yeah,
like they're saying that, like, oh, brother, or like, but then like the respect at which horrific, whatever that title is, like gets higher. And as he's talking to him, notice, I mean, if you, unless you're Korean or you watch a lot of Korean stuff, the honorifics get more respectful as it goes on. The point where I think, I don't remember what the last one was, because he trusted him so much. It actually, it's actually more heartbreaking. Like, if you knew that, he understood that, like, it became more heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I wish I had it in front of me, but I know because I noticed that right away. Is that Hyun, Ali?
Hyun or something.
Yeah, Hyung. Yeah. Ali was calling him Hyung, which is older brother. So it's, yeah. I mean, really, like, yeah.
Yeah, so it's more hard.
Really,
I mean,
upsetting.
I mean, it kind of conveyed anyway, regardless that you noticed that he really trusts this guy. Oh, he lent me his money so I can catch a bus home. He's like my brother. But then, like, with that extra honorific suffix they have in language, even worse that if that he's trusting guy. Mm. But yeah, like there's so many things about this, like the way, even the way that each character died. So like, already forgot her name, North Korean girl.
Sebyok.
The way she died, like how about to kill that. Trying to smuggle her parents across the border. Like she had the knife against her guy's neck. Later on, she dies because like stabs her in the neck while she was. That's the way Ali died. He died because he took that guy's money. Like flashback scene. So, like he took a set back of that guy's money, and then like in the by where he died, he had a sack of marbles around his neck. Well, not marbles, they were rocks.
Stones.
But basically, he died with in the reverse. There's actually a lot of good mirroring.
You know the whole Ali scene. I think for me that was like the most emotional part of the whole show, because
Ali's the best man.
I could see what was going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the whole time, I was like, nah, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. It won't happen. It won't happen. And when it happened, I'm like, man, I hate you so much. Like, I just dislike that guy. Like, you dislike him from the beginning.
The thing is, should you? He wants to win. Should you hate him?
I get it that you have to win, but... would have I done the same? I don't know.
Because one of you is going to die. If you want to survive.
Yeah, and survival, the fittest, right?
Yeah. And interesting, I mean, especially with, it's actually funny because during the show, I didn't like Sung Woo as a character, but in terms of like how he is as a character and how developed, I really like that. I like watching him at the start, locked up. Actually, no, what mirrored was he tried to kill himself in the bathtub.
Mm.
And then next, he kills himself at the end. Like he stabs himself.
Oh God!
But actually, that mirrors as well. So, So his character arc, I guess. Watch him slowly. Like he's kind of like calculating. Is he understands something? So I'm not going to tell you that I know what the game is. I know what this does.
Right, unless I think it will benefit me in some way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but then as the numbers get smaller and smaller, they realize that it's really dirty.
Mm.
But then also it's just, he's really calculating when he, I actually thought it was really well gradually showcased how, also probably it mirrors why he was in debt and all that, trying to be deep the way he is in the game. IRL.
Right, to get ahead, yeah.
Yeah, and then he got found out and kind of up to him. I thought that was it. Character.
Yeah, I mean, they're all extremely flawed people in their own way. Obviously, some of them more than others, but I, you know, that's what I think maybe resonates with people is like how incredibly flawed but real these people are.
Yeah. Mm. Like, yeah, it's because you could potentially know someone like, or know of someone like that. It would be something. You know, like it's very well, not something realistic. or wasn't realistic. Well, even though this old thing, I mean, maybe it does exist. We don't know. This shady Illuminati
thing. Oh, yeah.
Hostile-esque thing.
Yeah, yeah, thing. How much battery life does that guy's phone have? it doesn't. during the thing, Kim and I were yelling at the TV. We're like, why is your phone not dead?
Was that like an advert for Samsung? Was that?
And I think it was an iPhone.
Was it really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it wasn't. It does non-Korean. It was very un-Korean.
Un-Korean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was an iPhone.
Homeboy didn't charge that thing for 4 days. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 days. And he's like, he's going there typing his notes under the blanket. And I'm like, how is this not dead? Is he on airplane mode?
That was all he ever used it for all day, yeah.
And even
then. And he managed to call, make that call, right? To before he died.
As if and he's trying to upload a thing. No way that got No way that ended up in the cloud.
Let me send that to you real quick. I think there's Wi-Fi out here.
I hope it sends before I fall to my death.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
To also, my brother.
I was going to say, I was like, now that we were talking about if you called the old man was the bad guy, but also, did you call that the brother was...
The brother?
The masked man, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Where,
I didn't know what he looked like, but I called it.
Yeah. When they were... Yeah, when they were chasing him, like, on that island, I was like, could it be... And I was like,
that's when you called it?
Sense.
It was nearly there already.
5 seconds before when you found out, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, it's the brother. Oh, it is the brother.
No, it's funny too, like, because I don't know if Western audience or any audience that doesn't watch Korean stuff or like G.I. Joe, Rise of the Cobra or some shit like that. But the actor who played the brother, he's a really famous like Korean dude. And he was in like a bunch of like Hollywood movies. And I know those are in that thing I showed you, H. The one with Face Off. What was it called? Rush Hour. Rush Hour 4. Yeah. Face Off 2.
Yeah.
That's really funny. He's like playing with Puff Daddy, and they do a face off thing, and so he becomes black, and Puff Daddy becomes like P Diddy. What is he called, Puff Daddy or P Diddy? No.
Diddy
becomes Asian.
Sean Combs.
Sean Combs. Sean P Diddy Combs.
The artist formerly known as Diddy.
The best part was, I just remember that skit. It's like Funny or Die if anyone hasn't seen it. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to tell you a part of the skit as well.
Spoilers for everything ever that you've ever heard of.
There's a part of where the Asian guy's playing Diddy body. So he's Asian, but he's still black. And then he nearly hits the dude. Oh man, the guy's like, oh man, Asian drivers. He's not Asian. He's black. He's playing an Asian dude. It's really good. I recommend it. I'll link it in the description. Probably. I don't know if I remember. But yeah,
it's really funny.
Yeah. So when he took his face mask off, I was like, oh, that dude. But then I'm thinking, like, did anyone else get that reaction? I was like, you never saw his face up.
I don't know any of the characters in the movie, like I've never
any of the like that, like a famous Korean dude. My reaction was like, oh, it's that dude from like G.I. Joe. that's what I thought. Storm Shadow, I can't remember his name. But yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, but then I think Kim was like,
no idea. I was like, oh, that's the brother. Yeah, that was my reaction.
And you're like, that's the brother, but I've never seen his face before in my life.
Yeah, who is he?
Yeah, so I was wondering, is that was, I guess that was the reaction that probably most people had. But yeah, like with the old man, it's funny because like there's all these breakdowns on, if you freeze the frames, you can see why in the red, like green game, like he doesn't get scanned. I mean, he's smiling the whole time, but he doesn't get scanned by the hole.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because his system is not, like, it knows not to shoot him, regardless of what he does. Killed.
Well, and that's why he was so confident in going ahead of everyone, too.
Yeah. He
just, not shot. Well, and that's half of it, too, because that game was doubly cruel because it started shooting people, and then it freaks you out, and it makes you flinch, and then you move, and then you get shot. Yeah, he wasn't going to flinch because he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, and also, like, would have killed him anyway.
So, well, right, but like, yeah.
Just standing there. And like, I mean, the thing is, that there was like stuff like that. how you know, because of subtle hints. And also the part where there's that thing where they tried to whittle down the numbers in the betting quarters, and they and while they're trying to, they're killing each other in the, while it's strobing, giving oh, yeah, yeah. seizures. He's yeah. like, he's like, I'm scared. You got to stop this. And then it stops after he said, because the boss.
The guards would have been like, oh shit, okay, we got to actually intervene. Yeah.
There's all these other things, I guess. But like for me, it's more like, I figured out because of storytelling. Because like, who is the big boss? Whose room? Stuff like that. I was thinking of that stuff. And I'm like, oh, they didn't show the backstory of this old man. Huh, curious. And then I thought, I bet, and I was telling Kim, I bet this is the boss. Ah, no, it's not. And then when I, even with the point where he loses the marble game,
you don't see it.
And then like, Kim's like, no, they just shot him. Did you hear the gun? Like, no, but they didn't but show it.
They didn't see it. Yeah, they didn't show it happen. Yeah, that's why I thought he lives, but I didn't know why necessarily. I guess, but
yeah. They didn't show it in Slash. Also, like, how convenient is that the guy just happens to be? I'm not that you would stand there looking while the guy gets shot to make sure,
right? Because he was very upset about it. But
yeah. Oh, the other thing too is like, it's so popular that like, LeBron James and Anthony Davis were talking about it at a press conference. Oh, yeah. They were like, "Hey, did you watch Sweet Game?" Yeah. Oh, I hated the end though. Just go see your daughter. Just go see your daughter. Yeah. Like, man, LeBron, did you even watch this shit? The guy's a piece of shit, man. He's not going to see his daughter.
I actually was really hoping he was, like, somehow going to get, not that he would, like, just be able to fly over there and do so, but, like, get Sebyeok's mom from North Korea. Like, I thought that was, I was hoping that's what his trip was going to be. Like, he was having that finished business for her, and I was like, nope, we just don't hear anything about the mom.
She's that was weird, too. Like, he just suddenly, like, I mean, I guess, like, he's not feeling right in the head after all these people. And like he has all this money, touch. Like it's because I said 1 year later. I'm like, I mean, even though you feel bad about it, feel bad about her because she asked you to take care of the kid. Your brother? Why don't you just didn't feel sad about
it? Anyway. Why'd you wait a whole year to do it?
I'm like, that kid's been fucking in that orphanage or whatever for like a whole year. Actually,
hasn't heard from his sister, and then you're lying to him and being like, oh yeah, she's doing great. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, she's alive. Somewhere else.
She just decided to abandon you here.
It doesn't matter. Wherever she is, I'm sure she's alive.
I'm sure she's definitely not been shot.
She's definitely not dead. She never got stabbed in the neck. She got stabbed in the neck? I don't know. I'm just picking random ways to die.
Because that would be a really horrible way for someone to die.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want that for your sister.
It would be the worst way for her to go.
And not win any money.
But don't worry, if that did happen to her, the guy that did it to her got his.
And then even if but that only did if happen, it happened. I got revenge for her. It's all good.
Definitely never happened, but if it did, that's how it would have gone. Anyway, see you in a year.
I mean, Johan brought this up in a messages when he finished watching. It's like, why is his hair red? Why did he pick red hair?
I read a theory about this. This is why people think he's going to go back and play as one of the employees or the
red
jumpsuit guys. Yeah, because that's also at the beginning when Gong Yu asks him to pick a color for playing that Dachi game. There's the red or the blue. He picks the blue instead of the red, and so people are saying if you would have picked the red color, that's how you got assigned to be one of the employees.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So that was his way of like picking that horrible hair color to be like, I'm going red, like we're doing it.
Do you think he's that smart to understand that? I don't think he is. That dude just got really lucky.
But the thing that annoys me, I don't know, the thing that annoys me about him is that A, he didn't obviously go see his daughter, and B, of all the money that he won, all he did was color his hair red. Like he didn't ball out. He didn't give money to
tickets to go see his daughter, and then turned around.
Exactly.
Wasted.
But he spent
millions.
They don't give you your money back.
That's what I mean. It's like, at least if you want to be a douche, like go the full douchebag, you know, go ball out, you know, I don't know, buy
Louis V, Gucci.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, Gucci, everything, Gucci gang. But he didn't do anything. He didn't look after Saber's brother. He didn't, like he promised.
I mean, I don't know if he, I mean, also, like, I know it's part of the storytelling, but, like, that's not enough information to go, oh, please take care of my brother.
He's just at an orphanage.
Like, I'm just going to random orphanages now.
Are any of these kids a North Korean defector with an older sister they haven't seen in like a year? Maybe that's why it took him a year.
Yeah.
Especially if he's homeless.
That's why he looks so tired. He's trying to find this kid in this day, bro. Although, unless it's in that small neighborhood, because like, whichever, how many orphanages in
the
area?
Right. I
mean, it's not. It doesn't add to the story, so it's not really. I understand why they didn't.
I thought he was going to adopt him. I actually thought.
Oh yeah,
he's a terrible father. He should not.
Yeah, it's a terrible father.
Yeah, I know.
Someone else's mum.
I thought like maybe he came out of the game and was like, you know, man of his word type stuff.
He was a new person.
Yeah, a new man. Yeah.
It's funny though.
I think he just felt dirty touching that money, and that's why he absolutely refused to do anything with it, because everyone died to give him that money. Like, he just felt weird using it, which I guess I get, but like then he could have used it for good. Which he did eventually, I guess, but
Kali's carried.
No, he gave the money to the grandma.
Yeah, like, no.
Sangwoo's mom.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That wasn't all the money, though.
That's not all the money, though, is it?
I saw how big that piggy bank was, isn't it?
I think it probably was enough to pay off Sangwoo's debt, I think.
Yeah.
Because he put the note in there that says, like, I owed him this money or whatever. Mm. Because, like, that poor mom shouldn't have to be paying for her son's debt because he's shitty. Working at her little fish market as well.
I guess his shitty son.
Guess what else didn't help for him? Like, he's, I guess he's always putting himself in these. Like, his ex, was it his wife? Ex-wife? I guess, like, stepdad, I guess.
The new stepdad, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll take this money, pay for your diabetes. And, don't take the money.
Right, don't contact us again, basically.
Mm-hmm. Then he throws the money back and punches it. I'm like, check the money. There's no contract here.
Right, you're barely in your daughter's life in the first place.
I mean, they already know you're a piece of shit. Just come back anyway. What's the difference?
Don't get it in writing. Just do it.
Win-win.
Take the money, save your mom.
That was upsetting too, finding out that the mom had died alone when he was gone. That was really upsetting.
I mean, I can see why that also... on top of everything.
Just downward spiral, yeah. Like, what was all of it worth? What was all of it for at that point?
At that point, I mean, he mostly did it so he could and try to see.
And so he could go bet on horse races again, like a piece of shit.
Yeah, did not
steal things. More of, yeah, so he could pay for her diabetes so she could keep working, and then he could keep stealing money from her.
Yeah.
On the horse races.
Yeah, he is that's like, and LeBron didn't pick up on that. Come on, man.
Another interesting parallel, obviously, in the ways that everyone died, but I saw an interesting parallel with him, all spectators betting on the horse races versus the VIPs betting on.
Yeah, that's because
horses can get injured and killed in horse races a lot. It was, I saw a lot of that there.
A lot of allegories.
Mm-hmm.
Metaphor.
Those amazing VIP people.
Yes, let's touch on that.
I know you want to talk about that, Noel.
Let's touch on that by going hard on it. We didn't. I mean, that was the thing that really took me out of that show. It was like ha ha ha, and they're just talking. I'm like, whoa, what is this? What is this acting? It's so bad. And then also, like, I think there was like a thing that came out where like the actors in it. Themselves, there's like usually you don't know what like a translator as they're being directed to do things. It's also the translator telling them, so it's director telling them through the translator, like maybe there's a lost in translation thing,
right?
But then I'm like, if you're a piece of shit, you're just a piece of shit. What's there to know? I could have done that. Like, And also, like, I guess, like, when you hire people, like, I read somewhere, like, people were just hiring, like, white people because it's, like, I want to make it look more international. But, right. Like, the, like, they would
it's
have...
It's whoever's available.
And there could be just some English, some guy who's over there to teach English. That's how they end up. But the thing is, though, if they can get, like, Ali, who's Indian guy, I think a Pakistani guy, like, he's a good actor. He's Korean, apparently. Baldus, like, turned down Bollywood. Take on. Worked out for him. But his acting's good. Like, can't find a white version of that. Like, in Korea. Come on.
Oh, man. Well, all I can think about, though, is just, like, the one guy that takes the cop into the back room to try and get some, and it's just you thinking, like, he's just, like, some old, like, white guy that's teaching English there, and then he gets naked and then goes to school the next day.
I'm sure he's wearing like, what do they call it? The American or something? They wear, like, a thing over their crotch, like, it sticks to their crotch. Like, you don't actually see.
Oh, but the yeah. Actors don't so see guys, it. Yeah, guys get like a sock looking thing. I think.
Yeah,
so.
like something that sticks to you. I think it's called a merkin or something.
No, merkin is something else.
Oh no, like the former president of Germany, Merkel. I think Merkel, Angela Merkel. That's not just no. What is a merkin? Is that something else?
Merkin is like fake pubic hair, basically. It's
that's right. Yeah. It could be just a really big merkin, and then just like
there you go. I mean, that would cover. It would cover. So there you go. All right. The more you know, everyone.
Well, it's for people with alopecia down there.
Well, it's like if you do Game of Thrones and you want it to be a historically accurate thing, but all of your girls are waxing themselves, they put those on. Anyway.
I don't know. I don't think that's offensive.
What a great side tangent.
Merkin. Yeah. They actually turned the thing that I actually really like saying or finding in the wild. I didn't like it in that one. 69 and like, oh, which one do you got? 69.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, why is he so upset? He bet on 69. Wow. Well, you know.
Like, why 69? And it's just yeah. It made it really bad. Went for 90s.
Noel, that was actually heartbreaking. I need you to say the "you dirty dog" line, Noel, please, in a really bad American accent. Did I do it well before? No, I just even if you didn't, I just need you to do
yeah.
it.
Why?
You dirty dog!
You dirty dog!
You
dirty dog! Yeah, I don't probably doing. I'm not actually no. I'm probably doing it right. It's terrible acting. Perfect. It's perfect.
See, and that's okay. So we talked about this because a friend of mine who is also an American and we watch a lot of Korean dramas, we thought it was almost like meant to be that bad, like it was a take on, because that really is what happens. Yes, I'm not even kidding, like they were like, we could have found people that were better than this, but like whatever, so
fuck it.
Because that's seriously the
$2 an hour, fuck it.
And that's well, and that's why I was like, I honestly, it was not the worst that I've seen, so that's why I was like, I didn't even think it was that bad. Like,
to be fair,
it like, wasn't great.
Most but... English, like Caucasian like, roles I've seen in like cinema from for other super Asians, like, it's always bad. Like, I don't think I've had
right.
I have to agree.
Or very rarely possible.
And I think general, what happens, it's like you said, it's just any white person that's there. And sometimes that might be like they went to a modeling agency, but it's still, it's like these people have not acted before. So they just are like, oh, whatever, you look fine, like pull them in there. I think also the other problem is like, who writes the lines in English then? You know what I mean? Because if the writing is like, if the lines are pretty cringe, then it's already hard to like deliver them.
But like they're all wearing masks. That's pretty easy. You don't have to worry about your face. Worry about
maybe?
How you sound. And also,
maybe.
I guess like how you just as well. But most of them are just lounging around. Well, speaking of, there was a, I can't remember. I don't know. I don't need to remember. But she's like this influencer. There was like a casting call. Able to be. Didn't have paint on them. Like they reached out to her, but like it was like a subsecret project.
Hey, you're really an influencer. You're cool with being naked a lot, right?
I'm like, so, and I just have to wear the body paint, whatever. She's like, no, she turned that down. I was like, down.
Well, and if you're like overseas or something too, yeah, I was like, I guess I would, if they won't tell you more information, I get why they couldn't, but I would feel uncomfortable about that. Like, just show up at this place and then you're going to get naked and we're going to paint you.
And I respect that decision. But the thing is, the thing I didn't respect about her was she said, oh, I really should have accepted that. Kanye was like, fuck you.
You can't even. Oh, okay. Well, I have a similar story. I'm like, I have a similar story to that. So I can't, I guess I can't judge her for it then.
Oh, wow. Bling. So it turns out it was bling.
No! Ew, don't call me an influencer, please, God. No, I thought we talked about this, Noel. Like, I don't know if I'm
the Chicago Fire thing?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how much of that I'm allowed to talk about. But yeah, they
called didn't sign me. An NDA. Did you sign an NDA?
That's true, and I didn't do it, so it was fine. Oh, it's like the episode was hella old. It already aired. But I was on set to be an extra, and then they called me the next day. Like, the casting girl called me the next day, and she's like, she had me give her my information after I left because they wanted me to be, like, a stand-in and this other stuff. So called me the next day and said, we have this role, and I just, like, thought of you and thought you would be really good for it. And I was like, oh, what is it? And it's like, you need to be a prostitute in your underwear, and then the cops in, like, you're sleeping with a mob boss, basically. And I literally was like, are there any lines? Because if there are lines, then I get credited at the end of the episode. And she's like, no lines, you just have to react. And I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, the thing with that one, you already knew where you were, what show it was, what you're supposed to do, as opposed to like some vague thing where
and honestly, it like it's basic cable, so it's very, they have to be very careful about like how much, like, there would not be at any point in time where they'd be like, well, actually, let's do nudity because it's for like CBS or whatever, so that would never happen. But so I mean, I don't know, I thought about it. It went to a girl that was assigned with Ford Models, apparently, so that could have been me. Half naked lady
signed afterwards or before?
She was already signed with, I think. Went there.
The Ford model thing. Drivers, I guess.
It's like this. I think, no, just one of my friends who also like lived down there and was working on a lot of those shows was like, oh yeah, I know the girl that ended up doing that. She signed with Ford. And I was like, okay.
That bitch.
I was like, okay, well then sign me to Ford. What you're saying is I'm the same caliber.
Sign me to Toyota.
Oh my God.
I was thinking of doing that too, actually. Like, not Ford models, obviously. you can do extra stuff because like there's like they film TV shows. Like, I'm like, you know what? Like, what's gonna happen? They're gonna turn me down, whatever.
Like, honestly, it's like the easiest, like it's the longest day of your life, but it's the easiest. Most of it is sitting around and then like an hour of we gotta rush you.
Bitch.
Yeah. Rush you to set and then you sit and pretend you're on your phone or like do some dumb shit for like an hour and then you sit and wait somewhere else and then you get paid.
they need more diversity.
Yeah, man.
I'm the diversity hire and it's an extra. It's just me in like a Chinese restaurant having food or something.
No.
Like, hey, I was in that show, that random show. You can see my hand, like a little pinky finger, like in the, it's inside the shot a little bit.
Okay. Instead of influencers, we need an Asian guy to be at the Chinese restaurant.
Next thing you know, I'm in Shang-Chi too. Come on, let's get this.
Yeah. Hey, on. Your foot in the, come on, put your foot in the door.
No, I'm legit going to do this. Like during the week, if I remember after this tiring move I'm doing, like some,
do it.
Random website. I actually
agencies.
It's just agents. Google
or just Portland casting agency. Like a casting network. As soon as you find out who does the casting for a specific show, like I seriously had a friend who lives in Chicago, and she was just, that was all she was doing. She was just being an extra on a different show like every single day.
Oh, well, that time you have to waste. I wish I like.
She was she was on Empire a lot. Actually, that was pretty cool. But
I never watched that, but I heard it's.
Oh,
I want to be on.
Yeah,
I want to be like Empire. I want that dong on Empire. Oh
my God.
on that note, dongs.
Dongs.
Also, there's also Korean dongs. Like, it's funny. Dongs like on random, Korean random, dongs. Not really random thing. Because my wife's been for work, and her name's Kim, so they think she's And that's Kim's like such a common name there.
Mm.
Like, oh, your husband's last name's Dong. Korean. Is he Korean? And she's like, no.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then she actually looks good. Okay, so there's like, I can say this. They actually brought this up on
Are you?
On his I'm looking in the mirror. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, I am Asian.
Oh my god, I'm Asian.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Why didn't you tell me? It's actually Ali Wong mentioned this special. Half Chinese, half I don't know, half Chinese, half Viet. He's like, oh, I'm like the two types of Asians. I'm both of them. I'm the higher tier one, like the Chinese, Japanese, and the other half of me is the jungle Asian, the Vietnamese. And I'm like, wow, I'm 100% the jungle Asian.
Right on.
Yeah, no, but usually jungle is like South Asian, Filipino, Indonesian, and all that. But they're, yeah. I say it a lot, but they say that. Like, what's wrong with it? But Kim's like half Chinese, half Vietnamese. Like, Ali, half fancy Asian, half jungle Asian. She looks full on just like that type of Asian, that higher end type Asian. And she's married to the jungle Asian, the pleb Asian.
The pleb Asian.
The one that eats the random shit.
No.
At the restaurant. You know what? What are you eating? Oh, stomach. Oh, I'll eat that. That guy.
So if you have kids, your kid will be 3/4 jungle Asian.
Jungle Asian, yeah, basically. Yeah. Exactly. Pleb Asian. They'll be horror, in horror. I reckon my genes will probably go a bit too harsh. Wow, they're really dark. They come out really dark. I'm all for it, though. When I went to Hawaii, I'm like, man, these are my people. This is the best. They were so dark. I went to Vietnam, I'm like, whoa, they're darker than me. It was crazy. Oh, yeah. But yeah, like, go Korea for your being a high-end Asian.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's so much to unpack in there. There's so many episodes and like breaking, like just approach socially, I guess. I didn't like, I mean, I agree with LeBron somewhat in terms of like he said he didn't like how it ended, but we like it's like different things. Like he was talking about how, because he's a father, go see your daughter, man. Like, sorry for being a good father. Like, this guy's a piece of shit. But for me, like,
ain't the same.
My issue was more like, oh, because it's the betting. That's how they're funding this. Like, because I had people rich, really high, really, really, people betting on these games, lives, and how they're. And it could be that like, something else entirely. I didn't like how that was. Really a base.
Well, what did you think it was going to be?
But it's always like in Korean shows and dramas and stuff. What my experience of watching them anyway, and I haven't watched. I'm not like a connoisseur. Watch them if find out if they're any good. The bad guy is always some rich dude. Like it's always a rich guy that's the bad guy. They could break that.
But also sometimes the good guy is the rich guy. Like.
The what? The poor guy.
Sometimes the good guy is the rich guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. But then they need the rich good guy to beat the rich bad guy.
Right. Scenario. I know. It's like they either are demonizing. I mean, you think about like Parasite or something like in the classism. They're either like demonizing the rich Chaebol, or else it's like, yeah, but you also kind of want to be that guy. So.
Yeah. Then it's like or they're like the chosen one. They're like the unknown heir to the throne or something, and they're the good guy. It's so dumb.
Had amnesia for some reason and didn't know.
We did a DNA test. Turns out you're actually that guy's son and your money.
And immediately you get the money even though you have zero credentials for running. Here you get the company. Have fun.
Here you go. You inherited the company with money. And like Koans watch so many Korean dramas.
So many.
I'll tell you what though, Korean dramas like are crazy popular. Like Netflix is trying to, well, obviously, especially now, trying to buy up all the licensing. Content. I think it's added, got their own.
No.
Neither Disney Plus or Apple.
I'm about to cancel Disney Plus. They can't do this.
Really?
Disney
Plus? I think it's Disney Plus. That's because they're seeing the money. They got the dollar signs in their eyes. They always had dollar signs in their
eyes. Ching.
At Disney.
Under Star? I guess it'll be under the Star thing, right?
The what?
Star Network. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you guys get the same, but we have like probably in Disney not. Plus, there's like Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, and Star. So Star's where you've got sort of like movies and stuff like that. Okay.
So because I found out like because Disney majority owns Hulu, and so anything I watch here on Hulu, like Only Murders in the Building, that's on Hulu here. But you guys get it on Disney Plus there. I'm like,
yeah, correct.
I do that. I wish I just take over and just collapse it in. I actually really like. I finished that. Like, I really like that show.
Oh man, I still got two more episodes. Don't.
Oh no, I was about to say something. Nah,
don't.
But at the end, I'm like, what the fuck? It's like that. But yeah, it's. I really like that show. Oh man, that's really clever the way they wrote.
I'm still 50-50 on it.
Like little subtle things. I also like Steve Martin's old stuff. Like, I found his stuff really cool.
Like Pink Panther?
Oh, not even that. It's like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels that is in. Also, Roxanne one where he had a big nose. Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
The blank face of Bling.
There's a lot. Sorry. There's
a lot.
Before her time.
Yeah. Yes.
But I know what VHSs are, so we're there.
Steve Martin is kind of like Thor.
What? I know who Steve Martin is, but
Martin Short is kind of like Loki. And Selena Gomez. Kind of like
okay. Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
There you go. She knows. I found out she's 29. I'm like, wow, damn, she does not age very like she ages really well, sorry.
She's one of those who's gonna look like she's like 17 forever, I think.
Hey, she looks really young, hey.
Yeah. And actually I didn't actually think much about her until this I watched that show and I was like, what?
I mean that's good to know because that was kinda why I didn't want to watch it, because I'm sure she's a nice person, but I just have never
cared I didn't find her annoying.
Right. Wait, do you rate her acting in the show? In the whole show? I'm kind of a bit average on it.
I think it's good because of what she. I think it's fine for them. If the cast, whoever's the casting, a lot of the rando people, I think they's the cat guy. Works. Works. So. But yeah, like so yeah, I'm so yes, yeah, it's the Korean dramas and be more. I still have to so I actually wanna there's like all these movies in my list I need to watch. I haven't had time. Yet I still have time to read subtitles. Burn Johanna. There's like a Minari I need to watch. I really like Steven Yeun.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Minari.
Minari, yeah. It's about this Korean family that.
It was the one that won the Oscars.
Yeah, it's MINA. And he, it's like a family that, Korean family that moved west. Iowa? They just have a farm. But they're also the only Korean people in, like, when they go. Oh.
No way.
Like big whoop. But yeah, so it shows out there, like the sort of immigrant experience, but out of when I think Iowa, I think, fuck no, I'm not going there. That's what I'm doing. That's what I think.
Shoot, I'm in Wisconsin, and I think, fuck no, I'm not going there.
Guess what, Bling? Fuck no, I'm not going there. I'd go to Chicago. We could meet.
It's not Iowa, that's why.
Chicago's no Iowa. I can go watch basketball games. Actually, I'll go to Milwaukee to watch a basketball game.
There you go.
Cheese.
Some cheese, jump around.
Good. Milwaukee tool. I don't know what else you do there.
There's like 6,000 breweries. Go to a brewery or something if you're there.
Do that here.
Okay, well.
Come here and do that. yeah, so What else do I want? Halloween costumes. Everyone's set for those. Good game.
Jumpsuits, yeah.
PlayStation controller faces. Step four. What's the missing one? Is it X? Triangle, circle, square. It's X, yeah. X is
only X, yeah.
PlayStation faces. Whole cop thing, he's probably still alive. Shot in the shoulder, not somewhere critical.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I thought that too.
Yeah, I reckon he's alive.
I was like, do you think when the brother does the bit on the beach where he shoots into the his air tank, his scuba tank, was that so that he could not use it to then escape, or was that so that the brother heard him up on the hill and knew they were coming? Do you remember the scene I'm talking about?
No, I remember it. Like I thought of it. Yeah, he shot the air tank, the scuba.
Yeah, and it was loud. So
so he couldn't take it back, but he wasn't going to go back down the hill anyway. Trying to run away from this.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking though. I thought the brother might have shot it as like a forewarning of like, "Yo, we're right behind you," type of thing, because he was up on the hill.
You can always there's moments where they just see the guy in the mask, like he's thinking, realizing that he's his brother.
Right. Well,
that's the guy who infiltrated that town.
Right. But that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it could have been a little of both. Like,
what a bling blang.
What?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And like, so that guy's still alive, probably. I guess I'm kind of curious to learn more about the front man guy, the brother.
Right.
What are his motivations? Also, like, I guess if you won, you're probably like being to win. That might be why. Seems like he believes in something.
Well, and he's there at the very end, like in the room with the old man when he dies. Like he was literally waiting. So it's like he was literally
just invested in it.
Yeah, the facilitator of this whole thing.
Do is some other stupid twist. And he just opens his eyes again.
I thought that was, I mean, the timeline of that.
And then he smiles.
He's like, God. Yeah.
Let's play marbles. The timeline seemed weird, though, because he was in the game apparently just like deteriorating really fast. And then it's like a year later, he's still here.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're rich, you got cancer fighting power.
But also managed to just stay alive long enough to fuck with that guy one more time.
Yeah.
I reckon
you want to watch this? You want to watch this like homeless guy freeze to death out here with me? Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds great.
One last hurrah for my gambu.
I made sure I got the window with the homeless dude in the snow. Like, that's weird. Gambu. It's me. Hey, it's me. Your gambu.
Oh my god.
Hey, yeah. Horrible. It's I haven't had like I don't think I've watched a drama where at the end of it I satisfied. A lot of the times they like drag on too long. They did, Mario, and also I wasn't like never satisfied with how the story. I mean, it didn't really resolve because I know Netflix, but there's openings for.
Right, it's either going to be like a horrible cliffhanger if we don't renew it, or obviously they're going to renew it, but...
Yeah, so, it seems like, you go on a TikTok or something, second thing is Squid Game. What I enjoyed YouTube, and random, like, green light remix, like, they got that... And then they went for the bass of the drop. Like some people are really, I mean, people are really talented. I don't understand. And I can just drop it really fast. Well, whereas I'm sitting there going, oh, I've got to figure this out. How does that work? Actually, things like that. She did a Christmas thing for us last year and it was really good. The song was awesome.
Well, just I like to change lyrics to stuff. I do that for work too. It became kind of infamous, but I feel like it's. I mean, I don't know how to like edit stuff.
Like the producer, the Timbaland.
Yeah, I would love to learn how to do that. But someday.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that come out. Also, like I've read this thing once. Netflix isn't. You can't get it over the Great Firewall. China. Netflix. Somehow they're watching it. This is like a VPN or
it must be.
Doing, oh, I'm sure, watching. Yeah.
It was like one of the number one selling places that they sell like merch of the Squid Game is like for some reason.
I heard the Philippines had a lot too. I keep seeing stuff about like they keep putting that like the girl, the red light, green light like statue up. They put one up in the Philippines that like actually functions, so it's terrifying.
Oh, I read, I heard, I don't know, I didn't read it. I heard it through a separate thing that there was like the school and they were playing red light, green light, but because it's an actual game in Australia,
right? Really. Yeah, you don't have to die.
Did you guys have what's the time, Mr. Wolf? That's something. You,
wait, what?
That's when you grew up, what's the time, Mr. Wolf?
No.
our variant of that game, like you have the kid and it's like, you cover your eyes, you face the other way. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? And the kids call out to the wolf who's the kid covering his eyes. Like, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? It's like, it's 12 o'clock. Kids walk that many steps and like keep doing it until closer. Kid turns, goes, it's dinner time, and turns around and has to chase and try to tag the kid.
Oh, so he tries to wait till they're closer.
That's
to him
the, that's
then...
the one I know of. It's every night. That's more turnaround. So, but in this scenario, I heard about kids were killing quotation mark the ones that were not moving. That is, they were playing, shooting them dead. But there were kids. I'm like, what kind of parents are letting their kids watch this shit?
Yeah, what? Oh, yeah. Man.
It's not that... I didn't think it was that violent, though, overall. I've seen a lot.
You mean Squid Games?
Yeah.
I don't reckon it. Kids should have watched it. It's pretty gory.
Yeah, I mean more the fact that...
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, it's... actually, no, there was that part with that side hustle of that organ harvesting thing.
Was for yeah, China. What the heck? Was for that, China. Just, that just seemed like such a weird, random side thing that was going on.
It's a side hustle.
Yeah, it's like how did you? And they knew about like, it.
Oh,
too.
We have a doctor. We just gotta, you know, what we gotta do.
We gotta hide the shoot in in the cremation device. Drop the body down.
It's just very like specific, and I don't know. I was like, how did any of that get set up?
And even then, the cop guy. Ended up like, I don't know how he lasted as long as he did. A lot of it was like, oh, I don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on? I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm like, nah, he doesn't know what's going on. He's an imposter.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So he just kept getting by. Like, but I know it's telling, like, call it. I hate it when they do it and I forget. They have to explain something all the time. Movies. They stop you and go, oh, you don't know what that's about, and they start telling them what's about, but it's not for them,
it's for the viewers so that they're like learning it.
I don't know why I'm blanking. It's very common when you press record blank on the that main exposition. I got it. Nailed it. Yeah, when it's too much exposition, I'm not a fan. I guess that was their version of exposition. Also a complaint I have about Shang-Chi, but Owen hasn't seen it yet. So.
No,
have you seen it?
I haven't either, actually. So don't say a thing.
Yeah.
a little too much.
Oh my god.
That's Shang-Chi too. You can settle down. Settle down on the exposition. Okay. why don't you watch The Bling?
Sorry.
I know why Owen hasn't watched it.
Yeah.
Sorry that I'm working and in school and dodging 19-year-olds and coming on here and doing your podcast.
Take this guy out to the Shang-Chi.
Yeah, there you go. Oh god. Oh god. Anyway.
But yeah. It's funny. Like I want to support like Asian, like that sort of thing. Sometimes they make it too hard for me. The thing is, I enjoyed Shang-Chi. It's just like I have complaints. And it'll sound like I hate the movie. I have overall liked the movie. And actually, yeah, it's coming out on like Disney Plus November, I think. So I think that means those in Australia can watch. I think they're you're free now, but probably not. I don't know if they're.
I'm not sure actually. I haven't really checked.
Yeah,
going to the theaters. I don't know. Not on the priority list at the moment.
I mean, not this weekend, but I'm probably gonna watch it Dune next weekend. I wanted to watch it this week, but I don't have time.
Oh, nice.
That on HBO Max, but I want the cinema.
Oh wait, is it really on HBO Max?
Yes. Oh, her eyes just went like I saw so much white on her eyes.
I love Zendaya. I love Zendaya so much. I'm gonna watch.
A Timothy Chalamet fan. I forgot about him. I forgot about him until this. I'm like, oh yeah, Dune's out. Oh, I remember that guy. Jason Momoa's in it.
There's a lot of good people in it.
Thanos is in it randomly. Like there's all these. Oscar Isaac is in it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Redhead from Mission Impossible, the latest ones. Johan's a big fan of hers. But yeah, there's a lot of there's so many famous people. And also, I remember Villeneuve. I don't know how to say his last name. Sorry, he was like shitting on Marvel movies. It's like a lower tier of movie. So much better. Full artist. Settle down.
Half of your cast is in a superhero.
Are in those movies, and also like don't shit on it on something else just to make yourself feel better about your own.
And it's just like apples and oranges. Like, I mean, don't go to a Marvel movie thinking it's going to be like.
Oh, no. I honestly think, because I did a thing where I made a little YouTube short talk thing, and I talked about Shang-Chi, and I was jokingly bagging out sections of the ring things on his arm, reminiscent of. I don't know if you've seen Kung Fu Hustle, but there's a character that uses ability around his arm. I said, oh, yeah, they copied it. Yeah, I was joking. Right? A Helios. And I put that in, and people are like, oh, Art Comics has been around for like ages. It's been around way longer than other movies. So I'm like,
aware.
But the rings were different, one. And two, those are written by like old white people that don't understand Asian culture. So, like, I don't know. I don't think that's a good excuse. And also, like, you can't take influence, but they got just offended. A lot of yeah, so take that.
Now move. You're digging it back up, and they're just gonna come for you again.
Come, I want all the smoke. Come at me. Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So anyway, that was Squid Game. Oh no! You're not at the end where they just don't even they explain the rules of Squid Game at the start. They make a big effort to, and at the end, the only time they play Squid Game is at the end, like the last game.
For like four.
And they don't even really play it.
Right.
Just beating the shit out of
each other. The rules did not matter. Yeah, the rules did not matter except for the white guy being like, "Why does he have to hop on one foot?"
Yeah.
Oh, it's a handicap or something. I'm like, oh my god, stop talking.
I also really enjoyed that there was like apparently one Chinese businessman who says something in Chinese, and then the white guy is like, that sounded really romantic. What does it mean? Yeah. Like, God, kill me.
Yeah. Wait, did you enjoy that part or did you not? Did you enjoy that VIP part?
Are you, what are you like?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking both of you.
Ah. No, not really. Not for me. I thought it was
because Bling's laughing. I'm like, oh, did you enjoy it?
I mean, like in an ironic way, because that was what I was gonna say. As my friend and I were talking about how we felt like this was meant to almost be like a spoof on like what American people are. So like it just felt like they were like a caricature of.
So you think it was all intentional?
I'd like to. I mean, that's how I took it because I was watching it and I was like, "Oh goddamn, the white people in a Korean drama. Here we go."
I just thought this sucks. Like this, like it's taking me out of the flow of this story. So, we haven't even touched on all the other characters. There was that weird gangster guy, and he gets chased by like Filipino gangsters in Korea. And like
jumps off the Han.
And also
the girl. Which I found really annoying.
Oh, but that's good acting.
Yeah, no, it was. But
because if you're annoyed by her, Like, I didn't really, yeah. I didn't know what her deal was.
Yeah.
She's just nuts.
Right, yeah. But like, I bet you, like, you see her, like, if you ever talking like an interview, otherwise, or like, sounds normal.
Yeah. Normal. And then you go, oh, what?
Right.
And I know it's funny, like, oh, when she got carted away because she was by herself, partners. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's still alive. And she came back right, and she's yeah. just laying in bed.
She's like, oh, hey, welcome back. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That, yeah. The scene, too, where she, where Sebyeok goes up into the ceiling, and so they're in the bathroom, and she has to keep the guard from coming in, where she's like, well, I'm taking a shit. Yeah.
Really yeah.
That was some fantastic.
That was really good. Some
fantastic.
Oh, my God. Stuff. It's a really yeah. big one. I'm going to be here for a while.
Yep. Why? She's like yelling at the poop, like, why won't you come out?
Yeah, it makes me think of, I mean, I'm sorry, I just want to touch on this quickly. How people are like, you, like, they're, if they make an American one, it's like, and then how could you act any of it? And also, I guess, like, with American ones, they probably include racial aspect stuff because it's all. I feel like they would have, which would be interesting. I think they go like, oh,
if done correctly,
if done but, well, because
or yeah.
But then, if it does poorly, then but then also like then it's also kind of benefiting monetarily. Big issue, kind of like turning it thing to make of problematic and it's
yeah.
Yeah. Game. I said that already.
Yeah.
Yeah, any
and
other
that's
any,
on
any,
game.
Any closing thoughts? And you...
yeah, enjoyed it. Yeah.
I'm like interested to see what this new wave of kind of, you know, streaming service original Korean dramas is going to look like, because we kind of touched on this in the BTS episode, because TV there, like, to be shown on TV, their censorship is so strict. Like, people, they can't show knives on their actual, like, dramas there. If you've watched this, I mean, people who are, like, familiar with them, now that they get to be put on, like, Netflix and stuff, I think they're using the actual footage. But if you watch it on a different, like, actual Korean drama streaming service, they have to blur out knives or guns. They have to blur out cigarettes. There's definitely not like sex in things.
Yeah.
But like their cinema is almost the exact opposite. And I kind of, you know, touched on that because it's like, it almost felt like they were like overcompensating in the cinema sometimes because they're like, we don't have these censorship rules so we can do whatever we want with it. And so this has been kind of interesting for me because when you think of like an old school Korean drama, it's like they don't kiss each other until like this last episode and it's like eyes open, faces not moving, kiss scene. But like
that's actually very angles. Common with like a lot of Asian like it's public displays of infection.
Well, but even if they're not out in public somewhere, you know, like I guess maybe that's just because they're filming.
I don't know, because it's also being shown to the public.
I guess, yeah.
I get it, I get it, but I don't, it doesn't mean I agree with it. I don't think it's wholly, like,
mm-hmm.
Asian cultural. Like, I think of Vietnam. Even if I go to, like a Vietnamese wedding, it's always, like, they're like, that when you get kissed.
Slowly.
Then the lady always just goes, and then they get the kiss on the cheek at the last second. It's always like a little kiss at this last second. And I'm like, that always annoys me. And I'm like, we're in Australia now. What the fuck are you doing that?
Oh, man.
But yeah, like, because Kim and I joked about it before we got married. We're just going to kiss like this, right? She's like, yeah, but not the sun.
Yeah. Please don't do that to me.
And I'm like, I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
I divorce you on the spot. I'd be like, well.
How disappointing that was. But yeah, like, I think I'm hoping that, like, it just, and also it gets more roles for other people other than Vincent. Because I think it's, I hope it opens up things. But like.
Shout out to Ali. Mm.
Also Filipino people. There's like random bunch of Filipino in there too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so I hope that so like, because it also basically could be a It's funny, like, you consider Hollywood, like, thing to, I guess, if they read their little better. I don't know. Like, yeah. I do want to say, I hope it not just for, I hope better for.
And right, I just think, any type of foreign stuff on the like non-English language stuff on the platform, yeah.
Like, also, like, I guess, like, I have this argument with Val's. She's always like, she's an old. Oh no! All there's no new stories anymore. Like, there's so many. Like, and but a lot of them you may not have heard of because someone from had the opportunity, whatever is popular as well, but what's popular may be always the same and people got a story,
right?
Opposed to, like, I'm not saying this is original because, like, it still followed like a formula, but it didn't. But the thing, I like I said, it was different because I had the decision. You could decide whether or not you. I think that's what's.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'd explored like a Korean cultural thing. A little bit. That thing. Maybe people treat them differently. I can see. But yeah, so I always have this argument. First, and I'm like, there are different stories out there. Don't. Get popular. She's like, oh no, my example in Greek mythology, that, like, that's one example. There's so many,
right, other, or Shakespeare. They reuse Shakespeare all the time too, but
yeah,
that's just how that goes because it's good storytelling. But
yeah, or like Avatar. That's basically, what was that cartoon called again? The cartoon is like a really old one, but it felt like that copied it. Damn, what, I can't remember it.
Well, it was like Pocahontas or something, like white man comes to the native people. And...
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, the white savior complex.
White, yeah, white savior bit, yeah.
I know, like Dune.
I have been hearing stuff about that, yeah, little bit of that.
But then everyone's all like, but it was written by this guy who, back in the day, thing, no one or bad and then. But then I'm like, all modern now. I'm not necessarily, you have to change it. I think that. Still gonna watch it. Yeah, there's go. You don't watch things that's like subtitles. Please do. You're missing out on some.
Definitely.
I mean, if you have to watch it, at least you're still understanding a story. As agonizing as that is.
Terrible voice acting. No offense to any voice actors out there.
Offense, they suck.
Full offense. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. My bad. Full offense to them.
Well. Well. Thanks for coming out, guys. Thanks for filling in for Johan. Last minute.
I asked you. Yes. No problem. I didn't know I was supposed to watch the dubbed version in order to fully be Johan. So.
You gotta.
It just wasn't that wasn't gonna happen. Oh, I wasn't investing in his character that much that I was gonna ever do that. No offense. Actually, no, full offense to Joe.
In his face.
In your Joe.
Your face.
In his face.
So that's, I gotta show up next week to defend you from the subs over dubs, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping to do, because it's next weekend, it's Halloween, so if anyone's down to us up. I found something in like our cupboard, and I'm like, I didn't know we had this. I forgot we had this. I'm like, oh, I had an idea for a costume.
Do you have, weren't you No Face last year, or was that,
I was No Face from Spirited Away.
Yes.
Which I won't ever do again because it covers your face and you're just breathing into. I mean, you have people wear masks now, but it's breathing over your own eyeballs because it's kind of like,
now you know how it feels to be one of the employees in Squid Game. This has come full circle. You gotta wear that.
I feel like they have more venting. Like
it looks very mesh. Yeah, it was weird.
Anyway. It was like a fencing. Repurposed fencing. Yeah. But yeah, like, we'll have a good week. watch Squid Game. Tell us what you think, actually.
Too.
Tell us what you think in the comments if you think predictable or not. Or if you do watch dub, expose yourself.
Argue your case.
Case and tell me why.
You won't be converting any of us.
You definitely won't be converting me, but at least back up Johan. He's probably going to, if he watches this, he'll be like, come on, man.
He's like, I'm gone 1 week for my mom's own birthday, and you guys are really going to drag me like this.
Yeah. All right. Well, I nearly figure out like a better. That's okay.
See ya.
Bye. Bling, 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 bling.
Bling, bling, bling.
Bling, 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 bling.
Bling, 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 bling.
Bling, 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 bling.
Bling, 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 bling. Hey, oh my God, why?